Good morning.
Hey.
Is that one on? Try that again.
Hello, hello, hello.
Can we have both of them? Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Brilliant. Joy, you're one of my heroes because you're about to embark on a very incredible adventure where you are moving to a different nation to look to impact that nation with the gospel and with God's kingdom. Why don't you tell everyone, first of all, where you're going?
Well, I'm off in a couple of weeks to North Africa, and hopefully there's some pictures coming up. Yep, that's just outside the town, and it's a beautiful place. It's very much like Bedford in a lot of respects. So I'm off in a couple of weeks, going right down into the Sahara Desert.
And it's a big deal. You're basically leaving everything. You're going on your own to meet someone there, but only for a short time. Why, tell people, why are you doing it?
it is definitely a big deal. There will be one other girl in the town that I'm going to who is a believer, and she will be there for at least 3 months. Beyond that, I could be there on my own. I have no idea. So it will be a little bit like, Wendy, if you and I were the only people in Bedford, or possibly even Bedfordshire, or maybe even the UK, who believed and worshipped God. So we will be, for each other, church, very small group, and...
Why are you deciding to up sticks and go? What's the heart behind it? Tell everyone what you're wanting to do.
Okay, well, the quick and easy answer is that God's told me to do it. And he told me about 20 years ago. Now, this is not that I'm really slow on the uptake. I have been preparing for this. And the time is now right, whereas it wasn't right beforehand. I guess for me, my real passion is unreached people groups. So if you think about people going and doing mission work, the vast majority of them, over 90%, will go to nations that already have a Christian witness. But there are thousands and thousands of people groups with millions of people who have never heard that Jesus is a saviour. And so that's what really motivates me to go.
It's just amazing. Give us a quick picture of what your first year... That's good. That's amazing, isn't it? So good. Tell us a bit about what your first few months, year might look like when you go.
Okay, so the first year is going to be exclusively language learning. So I'm learning a dialect of Arabic called Hassaniya. I went over last year for 3 or 4 months and started that process a little bit. So I have a tiny, tiny amount to work with. So the first couple of months, I'm going to be doing what they call a homestay, which is living in a local family, devout Muslim family, very strict, will be trying to convert me, and just so that I can learn language and really embed myself into culture. After that, I'll move out and I'll have a place on my own, which as an introvert is really good news to have that on the horizon for me. So it'll be taking classes, it will be trying to find a language helper, making friends.
And seeing what God does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, Joy. We just so want to say, I hope this doesn't sound condescending, as a church family, we're really proud of you and really proud to send someone of such caliber to that nation. And we're so excited about what God's going to do. Can you tell us, just to finish, how can we, as a church family, support you as you go?
Okay, so there are three main areas that I would particularly like support in. If I get the dirty word of finance out of the way as quickly as possible. If you are interested, come and talk to me. God is going to finance this for me, and in that sense, I don't actually need you to give me any money. But if you want to partner with me in something that is going to be incredibly exciting, change the world, and when you get to heaven, you will see results of your prayers before the throne of God, then maybe that puts a slightly different dimension on it.
Very good.
What I can't do without, though, is your prayers. When I was there last summer, I realised, probably for the first time, that I cannot even survive 24 hours in that kind of atmosphere, in that kind of a culture, not knowing that there is somebody back here who is praying for me. Your prayers are massively important. And also you telling me that you're praying for me is also massively important. I need to know that, and I want to be able to pray for you too. And then thirdly is communication. I'm very, very excited about going. It's a culmination of a dream, but it's, I know it's going to be lonely as well. I mean, I look around here and I see how many people there are, and I know that once I get to where I'm going, my Sunday morning will be me and one other girl, which is great, but, you know, the singing possibly is not going to be that hot. So I need you to be in constant communication with me. Please will you email me? Please will you Skype me? Please will you send me letters? Please will you get on Voxer, get on WhatsApp, all of those things. I have all of that stuff. I just need to know that I'm remembered.
So good, Joy. Guys, Joy's going to be around at the end of the meeting if you want to go and speak to us some more. But can we thank her and thank God for what she's about to do?